Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. How are we doing out there in Radio Land? You're listening to The Probo Show live at 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. Unless, of course, you're one of the angelic beings floating in the ether, one of those godlike creatures we call the podcast downloaders. We love you guys. Love you guys. More and more of you every day. Let's see what we've got prepared for the show today. In today's 100 Humans, I asked them to name something people share on social media. Nombre algo que la gente comparte en las redes sociales. In today's Complete the News, we will find out what millennials and Gen Z, Generación Z, what their trendy new splurge is. Do you know the word splurge, Natch?
Nope.
Es como sobregastar en dinero, cuando sobregastas en algo que te gusta. Oh, que te guste. Oh, right? No?
Que te gusta.
Oh, damn it. Go home, Rob. 20 years in this damn country. name something millennials and Gen Z are, they're trendy. Trendy would be capricho de moda, maybe? Yeah, they're trendy new splurges. In today's unpopular opinion, it's a good one. The age of social media has passed. Interesting stuff, my friends. Interesting stuff. Yeah, how are you doing, Natch? How's this huernes treating you?
Well, very good. A lot of editing, but yes.
Yeah, you're still working on the books, right? The famous Spanish book.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's find out what's going on in the world. Let's get some news. I got the news back, I've got my notes back, everything good. See, I over-prepared this morning, I was preparing tomorrow's show. All right, here we go. Today's first piece of news, here we go. A record has been broken. March is the 10th straight month of record-breaking heat, scientists say. This piece of news... Damn, I can't. It's coming from Yahoo.com. I believe the original article was from God, where was it? God, I'm not having a good day today, Natch. I'm screwing the show. Bear with me, listeners. So, how do you say broken record? Disco roto? Do you translate that directly?
Broken record?
Yeah.
Depends. Disco rayado? No, disco roto, pero no. Sería romper un récord.
Romper un record. Jeez, you don't even. How do you say like record as in a vinyl record? Un disco, no?
Un disco.
Okay. So the translation elf was having a fit just like me this morning. Marzo es el décimo mes consecutivo en ser el más caliente registrado, dicen los científicos. March is the 10th month in a row to be the hottest on record. In March 2024, Earth experienced unprecedented global warmth for the 10th consecutive month, setting new heat records for both air temperatures and oceanic conditions, as reported by the European Union climate agency Copernicus. The month averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius, 57 degrees Fahrenheit, surpassing previous March record set in 2016 by 0.1 degree, and was 1.6 degrees Celsius, that's 3 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than the late 1800s average. This series of record-breaking temperatures intensified by marine heat waves and strong El Niño event underscore the influence of human-caused climate change due to greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels. Scientists, while noting, the warning of El Niño, emphasized the urgent need for global efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, halt deforestation, and adopt more sustainable agricultural practices to alter current trajectories. Worried? Natch, how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about climate change, dude?
7.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, I suppose it's because you have descendants. Right now, I don't care. You know what I mean? I go outside, I open the fridge, keep it open to cool the house. No, it's not true. I'm quite worried as well. I'm quite worried as well, but it's... Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the measures in place?
Pessimistic.
Yeah, me too, dude. And I don't like to be in a pessimistic place. I think I'm quite a positive dude. But I do see a future where we are going to have to adapt to the heat rather than being able to kind of roll back the changes in the climate. It's kind of sad. Let's see who we've got in the chat this morning. We've got Vero. Morning, beautiful warriors, Probo showers around the universe and beyond. Good morning, dear Bohemian, says Carmen. Mr. Cruzando, good morning. Good morning, Probo, says David. The bridge, good morning. Rob, your auto think isn't working today. Yeah, I know, man. And you know what else I did? I left my laptop charger at home. Dude, I'm having a morning, man. Romper o superar el record. That's from Vero. Can we get her a Probo approved, please? It's killing her.
Probo approved.
Born to Iron Man, sounding like a broken record. Parecer un disco rayado. Oh! Do you know what that idiom means, to sound like a broken record? It's when you repeat yourself over and over again. All right, let's get into the next piece of news. This one's a good one. A Harvard professor, un profesor de Harvard, is risking his reputation to search for aliens. Está arriesgando su reputación para buscar extraterrestres. Tech tycoons like Magnates. How do you say tech tycoon?
Magnates.
Magnates. Tecnológicos están financiando su búsqueda. So tech tycoons are bankrolling, financiando his quest, his search. Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb has sparked controversy and fascination with his assertion that scientific community should more openly consider the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligence, especially in light of mysterious interstellar objects like Oumuamua. Do you know Oumuamua? I promise you I'm not making this up. Oumuamua, spelt O-U-M-U-A-M-U-A. It's basically like a big, long asteroid that was found to be expelling a gas, and it was theorized that it could be an extraterrestrial spaceship. I think it's probably a meteor, you know, but whatever. While Loeb has garnered criticism from peers for his extraordinary claims without the extraordinary evidence traditionally demanded by the scientific community, he counters the absence of evidence stems from a lack of looking. Yeah, how much truth do you think is that there is in that? I mean, because humanity has looked, right? We've had agencies and efforts made to find extraterrestrial life. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not like we haven't been looking. It's just that the evidence hasn't been there. Believe me, I think the slightest shred of evidence, and I think humanity would pull out all the stops to try and find E.T. But given that E.T. isn't meeting us halfway, I mean, people will point to crop circles and things like that. Honestly, really, guys? Do you think if aliens fly billions of light years across space and taking an extraordinary amount of time, you know, that they're going to get here and just like flatten some corn? Essentially just graffiti cornfields. Is that their agenda? Is their agenda ruining our breakfast cereal? Come on. But anyway, look. Supported financially by tech magnates, Magnatas. Thank you, Natch. Who admire his disruptive approach, Loeb's Galileo project aims to rigorously search for signs of extraterrestrial technology. Despite facing skepticism and outright dismissal from some in the academic world, Loeb's work has attracted significant following outside academia, including a Netflix documentary and substantial private funding, underscoring a growing public and elite interest in the potential of alien life and technology. Does it fascinate you as much as it does our mutual friend Andrea Natch, the alien thing?
Nothing at all.
Me neither. I think the search for intelligent life should begin here on Earth. You know, there's bound to be some if we look hard enough, guys. Perhaps who we should be talking to is the whales, Los Ballena Snatch. And on that note, yeah, because they're an intelligent creature. Scientists learning to speak whale. Los científicos que aprendan a hablar ballena. Yeah, this is true. Coming from the BBC today. In a groundbreaking effort, scientists have managed to have a conversation with a humpback whale, marking a potential first step towards understanding and communicating with a non-human species. What do you think the whale's first words were? Food. I want a bigger bowl. I don't know. During a 2021 expedition off the coast of Southeast Alaska, researchers played a humpback greeting call through an underwater speaker and were amazed when a whale named Twain responded, engaging in a 20-minute exchange. This is fascinating. Do you think Twain was just saying, "Shut up! Trying to sleep down here?" This interaction is part of a larger SETI research initiative aimed at decoding the complex sounds made by humpback whales, which include songs that can travel across oceans and display behaviors reminiscent of human societies. Whales use these vocalizations for navigation, finding food, and social interaction. The research highlights the critical role of sound in whales' lives, given their reliance on it over sight in the deep sea. With the aid of AI, scientists, including those from the Cretacean Translation Initiative, SETI, hope to further unravel the complexities of whale communication, potentially offering insights into alien languages should we encounter extraterrestrial life. This work not only deepens our understanding of whale intelligence and social structures, but also emphasizes ecological significance of whales in marine ecosystems and their contribution to the carbon cycle. Yeah, you know what? What confuses me about this whole initiative is, what do we have to say to the whales other than sorry? If you could speak to a whale, Natch, what would be the first thing you would say to it?
I don't know.
No?
How do you speak to other animals?
Yeah, can you speak to dolphins? I would ask it like if we're opening up a wider web of communication among sea life. Do you think, here's an interesting question. Do whales talk to dolphins and other marine life? I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, in a world of climate change, seemingly endless war, you know, I appreciate the effort, but maybe we should be pointing our attention onto other things. I don't know. That's just my opinion. And while we're talking about opinions, let's move on to today's 100 Human.
Unpopular opinion.
Natch, what is wrong with me today? 100 Humans? Jeez Louise. Come on, guys. Magnates. Thank you, Bridge. Thank you. Good luck for them, says Carmen. When will they look for terrestrial intelligence? Yeah, exactly. When is that going to happen? Sasha, good afternoon, friends. How are you doing? Sasha, currently joining us from Australia. Mr. Cruthando, I think whale said to human, could you please keep my house free of rubbish? Humans, go home, you're drunk. Can we get a Probo approved for Mr. Cruthando?
Probo approved.
You guys in the chat doing a way better job in the show than me today. I'm sorry. I will regather my composure. Today's unpopular opinion is... that's for tomorrow. The age of social media has passed. La era de las redes sociales... ha pasado. The age of social media has passed. How do you think people voted on social media?
False.
Yeah. By a little, by a lot?
By a lot.
Well, as of when I checked it this morning, 68% said false. However, I find that hard to reconcile with myself, given that we've seen a steady, slow sway against communication, against the ethos of social media, against every, or seemingly every, malicious corner of it. These corners that lead kids to experience or to feel less than perfect. Well, all of us, really. These little dopamine-producing kind of initiatives that are just built there, seemingly to provoke some kind of addiction. So let's dig into it. Let's dig into it. I have some pros and cons as provided to me by the Probo Show elves. Let's see what they say. So in the pro column, saying yes, indeed, the age of social media has passed. Saturation and decline in engagement. This is happening across all forms of social media right now. They're all in decline. Okay, here we go. Some platforms have seen a plateau or decline in user growth and engagement rates, suggesting a possible saturation point. This could indicate that the novelty of social media has worn off, leading users to seek new forms of digital interaction or revert to more traditional means of communication. Yeah, true story. I mean, look, if I want to message someone, Instagram isn't my go-to messaging system, you know? Whereas they are dying off, we're seeing growth in other kind of newer, more innovative ways of talking to each other. I'm thinking here like platforms like Discord, Slack, Telegram. Do we really need to see what people ate for dinner? Do we even really need to see the photos of our friends' feet on a beach or aeroplane wings? I don't think we do. Let's continue. Privacy concerns and distrust. Rising concerns over privacy and data breaches and misuse of information have led to a growing distrust in social media. This skepticism may drive users away, favoring more secure, private ways of online communication. Now, this is what I'm talking about. You know, again, platforms like Discord. I have my own Discord for the show and everything. Those are on there. We have a closed information loop where we just can talk to each other without being bombarded by advertisements or messages. Oh, and it's true. There is this growing distrust on how our data is used. Can anyone in the chat or in our audience right now say, okay, yeah, no, I completely trust how Facebook, Google, TikTok is using my personal information? Can anyone honestly say that? Can any of you say that I trust the information I get on social media? I don't think you can. I mean, at least I can't. Let's continue. Mental health awareness. Increasing awareness about negative impacts of social media on mental health, such as anxiety, depression, and loneliness, is leading individuals to consciously reduce their social media usage, seeking healthier, more fulfilling activities offline. And then finally, the rise of alternative platforms. The emergence of new digital communication tools and platforms that focus on niche communities. Again, here talking about things like Discord. Privacy or specific functionalities like instant messaging might be fragmenting the social media landscape, indicating a move away from traditional broad-based social media platforms. How much time in a day do you spend on social media, would you say, Natch? How many hours?
I don't know, maybe one.
Maybe an hour. Would you say that has reduced over time or it's increased over time?
I'm trying to reduce it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. Does that sound like does that kind of sound like we are using a platform in growth or in decline? You know what I mean? I find it impossible to reconcile the fact that the majority of people think, no, social media is not coming to an end, when it seems so obvious to me that it is. Let's get into the cons. The age of social media is evolving and not ending. Here we go. Integration into daily life. Social media has become deeply integrated into personal, professional, and societal spheres, from networking and news dissemination to marketing and entertainment. Its entrenchment suggests an evolution rather than an end as platforms adapt to changing user needs and expectations. Now, there may be some truth to that. Maybe we will in the future consider platforms like Discord, Slack, again, sorry to repeat the same thing. I sound like a broken record. Oh, holy. Maybe those are slowly, they represent an evolution in social media. Just as forums were the natural ancestor of social media, you know, a place where you can post your ideas and people can comment on them. That was originally the forum, platforms like Reddit, etc. And maybe we're just seeing another evolution in social media. But I would argue that without a focus on sharing intimate details about our personal lives, it's not social media at all. That's why forums are called forums and not mini social media sites. All right, let's continue. Increasing internet access globally with new demographics are coming online and joining social media platforms. This continued expansion contradicts the idea that contradicts the idea of an end and points towards shifts in user bases and growth opportunities in untapped markets. Okay, so maybe the point being made here is that, you know, just because they may be in decline in the West doesn't mean they're in decline all over the world. But a lot of data suggests that it is. Okay, maybe in developing countries, people are taking advantage of this to branch out into new markets. But I think there's very much a psychological shift now from, hey, I am not a product to be sold. And let's get one thing clear. In social media terms, we are all products to be sold. Our attention, you know, our clicks. Innovation and adaptation. Social media platforms are continuously evolving, introducing new features like augmented reality and virtual reality, and blockchain technology to re-engage users and offer fresh experiences. This innovation indicates a transformation phase rather than a decline. Again, I would argue that those don't really represent social media. At least not the big social media tools. Across the big three, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, possibly with the exception of TikTok, we are seeing decline. We're seeing decline in Twitter. Role of activism and social change. Final point here in the con column. Social media continues to play a crucial role in activism, political campaigns and social movements worldwide. Its ability to mobilize, inform and create communities around causes suggests an enduring relevance, and even if the nature of its use is changing. Yeah, okay, it's true. Yeah, people do use it for social activism, but isn't that kind of a minority of its use? Don't most of us use social media, to share life events, to share photos, to share videos, you know, to post memes, to check out news, get life updates, to read quotes. I mean, how many of us are engaged in social activism online? Natch, what's your opinion on this? Do you think it's true or false? Social media is ending. The age of social media is ending. What do you think?
I would say false.
Yeah, you think they're going stronger than ever, or they're maintaining?
No, they're not stronger, but maintaining, yes.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. I would say we're approaching the beginning of the end, perhaps. But look, no one cares what Natch and I say. We are mere vehicles to have your voices heard, my friends. So I will post a poll in the chat, and you will tell me, is the age of social media coming to an end? There's a lot to pick apart here. I think younger generations are seeing social media for what it is, and they are turning away in droves. They're seeing it as basically a way to make you, a user, experiencing a service, turn you into a marketable product, being sold to businesses, your attention being sold to businesses, to the highest bidder. And most of us, including myself, are slowly starting to turn away from that. But that's just my opinion. I want to know yours. Is the age of social media coming to an end true or false? Friends, I will post the poll in the chat and you guys can opine on it there. So many things you could have been doing this morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay. On with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, what did you miss? Well, we covered a lot of news today. Unpopular opinion is, it's a good one. Today's unpopular opinion is the age of social media is ending, or it's coming to an end, it's finishing. A lot of interesting ideas with regards to this. I'll be frank with you, most people that I've spoken to will tell me false. But I think for most people, it's a question of timing. I think most people would agree that the social media is experiencing decline in some ways, even if it's just kind of a mental decline, like where people are kind of sick of it. Rather than experience actual declines. I would argue that it's experiencing actual decline. What were the big three a couple of years ago? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They're all in decline. I think they're about the only social media site, which is only barely a social media site, that has maintained its strength for many, many years, is YouTube. And is YouTube really a social media site? I mean, primarily it's a video platform, right, with social media elements, sharing, posting, etc. But there is one anomaly, and it's TikTok seems to have cornered the market. It seems to be experiencing growth, but does that prop up the entire industry? I would say not. Let me see what you guys are saying in the chat, because we did get some interesting opinions here. Vero says false, though its ending is closer than we think. The Bridge says, oh good, we're time traveling, I love it, says The Bridge. Nuria Tam says, no, we trust the platforms, use our data in a good way, but Cambridge Analytica, political advertising, right? The scandal that happened around Brexit, around the Trump vote. I mean, even them using your data in an ethical way, it can be used by external entities advertising on the platform in a malicious one. Do you know what I mean? Sending messages directly to you based on your specific likes and dislikes. I mean, sure, it's nice to see relevant ads, but based on your demographic information or your likes and dislikes, they can actually more effectively propagandize to you. And that's what worries me. That's what where I see the problem, the ethical problem. The other ethical problem is like a lack of transparency around privacy. Of course, they will say, oh, no, but we post our privacy policies for you all to read. Yeah, do you? You like publish a book's worth of information and make it so easy to skip and click accept. Oh, and I know the problem is on us. When was the last time you read a privacy policy, Natch, in its entirety? When was the last time you read a privacy policy in its entirety?
Never.
Never, no. Me neither. Who does? Who has time for that? But, you know, these complicated, verbose, really kind of, you know, over the excess of being too long and too complicated to pick through. I mean, they don't give you the cliff notes of these privacy policies. Why? Because then you might read them. Then you might read them and then we're all in trouble. Okay, let's continue. Carmen says, I have no clue, but I suspect they came to stay forever. So Carmen here thinks that social media is around forever. Is that where you're at, Natch? Do you think they're going to be around forever and ever now?
Not sure, forever, but definitely a lot of years.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, what else? We're having a good time, says everyone. Okay. So let's see some messages I got on my social media accounts. Okay. I did have a few people write in. It might take me a second to get there. Give me a second. Here we go. Leo says, no. It's just evolving. Social media is not dead, more like it's shifting. With AR and VR, we're about to dive into a whole new way of connecting. Well, what is more fundamental to you, Leo, about social media? Is it a platform to share or a platform to communicate? Because I would argue there are much better, more effective ways of communicating than doing it on social media. I mean, social media platforms don't have the best messaging systems anyway, do they? Nessa Finessa on Instagram says, I still think it has a while to go. Priya says, honestly, I'd say it's about time we return to more traditional ways of connecting. Social media has had its moment, but nothing beats a book club meeting or community gathering. Okay, thanks, Priya. Yeah. Ethan said, Priya strikes me as the kind of person who does read the privacy policy. Ethan says, I mean, sure, everyone's on TikTok or whatever, but it feels like we're all kind of pretending to be perfect online. There's another thing. Like, we share our lives, but do we really? You know what I mean? Don't we share a curated version of our lives? You know, just the best, most shiniest moments and elements. From a business perspective, Naomi says, social media is far from over. It's just become a tool like email, finding a new, more efficient ways to use it for marketing and customer engagement. Okay. And finally, Ethan, I mean, sure, everyone on TikTok or whatever. Oh, no, we read that one. Naomi from business perspective. Yeah, I mean, business people love social media. Come on. It's the way forward. You know, I have two people. It's very distracting. Can you go away, please? Jeez Louise. From a business perspective, yeah, it's an amazing tool. It's something that kind of helps us effectively market and sell products to other people, you know. But my problem is that surely social media wasn't created to be an amazing tool for advertising. It was created as a way we can connect, store images, share images, right? It's created in a way to facilitate communication, not to help businesses more effectively market their products, right? Or is that an evolution to these platforms that makes it just more valid in the future? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, there's no communication at all on social media. 80% of the message is missing on social media interactions, which means corporal communication, voice, facial expression, etc. Exactly. I mean, what would you say is the main purpose of social media, Natch?
Mainly sell things.
Yeah. Okay. You use it for an hour a day, but you don't use it to be sold things, right? You're not using it for shopping. What are you using it for?
I don't know. To gossip, maybe. Yeah. Mainly.
To participate in gossip. Okay. That's fair. I mean, social media, I think, was intended as a form of, in its most basic form, as a form of entertainment, right? A different way to consume media. That's why it's called social media. You know, to consume short form videos, to consume content that's generated by your friends. And in that way, you know, it was successful and maybe arguably continues to be successful right now. But slowly but surely, that ethos developed kind of like a twin, right? A growth, which was businesses and marketers using the platforms as tools to basically be able to psychologically affect us in a way that is... sorry, there are two people right here just like while we're working. Never mind. So yeah, I would argue that there is actually quite a lot missing from what would be effective communication, as Carmen said. Run out of data, so impossible to see you enjoy the show. Oh, Sam, sorry. So anyway, let's see how people voted, shall we? Shall we see how people voted? Okay, I made the statement, the age of social media has passed, and you guys said... you guys said 71% false. Okay, well, you know, I beg to differ, but I bow my head to the majority here. I think social media is, people say, right, I think the biggest comment I've heard on this is that it's not past, it's merely evolving. But look, we don't call birds dinosaurs, we call them birds. And they evolved into one another. We don't call social media forums, and social media grew out of forums. You know, I honestly believe the idea of uploading your personal information and allowing it to be looked at by the rest of the world filter-free is coming to an end. You know, the psychological harm, the fact that our attention and our content can be marketed and sold. I think we're all starting to get a little tired of that. And I think we are honestly seeing the beginning of the end of social media. All right, Sam. Okay, Miss Sasha Hayes, I need some blinds in there to shut people out. Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable. All right, let's go to 100 humans. Oh my God, it was a long walk to work. Natch, today's show is cursed. What's happening? it was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans. Today I asked them to name something people share on social media. Name something people share on social media. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. Okay. Big thanks to Materia Oscura, Gemma Racino, Carlos Vera, Ravdos, Carmen, Anna Kassan, Vero, Nessa, Mushki, and many more for interacting on Instagram. Let's see what people say. What do you think first, Natch? Name something people share on social media.
Pictures of their holidays, for example.
Pictures is a good answer. Photos. It's there, Natch. Well done. Well done. Vero also said pictures. Carmen said selfies. Ravdos, photos of all kinds. Photos, says Gemma Racino. Materia Oscura says holidays, which I assume, you know. Well, no, we'll get into that. So photos, it's there, and it's the number one answer. Well done. Okay, breakfast, says the bridge. Come on. Okay, let's turn our attention to Instagram, see what people said. Okay, we have Leo here, who says videos. Well, he actually says TikToks, but TikToks are videos, right? Is videos there? Yes, it is. Well done. Leo on Instagram, videos is their second most popular answer, 17 of 100 humans. Okay. Next question. Next one. Let's see. We'll go back to Instagram. Here in the chat, Vero says pictures. We've had that. Nuriatam says opinions. Opinions. Opiniones. Is opinions there? It is. Well done. Nuriatam, opinions is there. Third most popular answer, 15 of 100 humans said opinions. Okay. Drama, says Carmen. Drama. Yeah, I can't give it to you. I can't give you drama. I'll tell you what some people have written online. Juan Carlos Vera said their lives. Materia Oscura said holidays. Yeah. Yeah, go on. I can give you that. I can give you that. Life. Yeah. In sixth place, we have life updates. Major life events, a birth, a birthday, a holiday, things like that. Life updates. 5 of 100 humans, sixth most popular answer. Okay, you guys have got 1, 2, 3 to get. David in the audience says songs. Are songs there? No, they're not. Okay, do I need to give you guys some clues? Okay, well, okay, I'll give you a clue. For the fourth most popular answer, these are usually in image form, an image accompanied by text for some humorous, for a humorous intent. Natch is nodding. Let's see if anyone in the chat can get this. So it's usually a picture, most often accompanied by text in the image. And it's usually they're usually designed to make people laugh. What am I talking about? Go on, Nat. You're going to have to tell them.
Memes.
Memes. Well done. 11 of 100 humans said memes in fourth place. Well done. Okay. Next one. Okay, next one. Something we dedicate the first part of our show to, Natch. What is it?
News.
News! Well done, sir! Okay. And the final one here, only four people said it. Only four people said this one. But yeah, usually, how do I give you a clue for this one? You'll see these on Instagram, you know? Nuryatam says jokes. It's a good answer, but it's not there. Carmen says alt-right stupidity. It's a good one as well, but it's not there. I'll tell you what, right? Jokes is not there. But if the, if a famous person had said the joke and you posted it, not only with attributing who said it, it would be another thing, which is here. Do you know what I'm talking about, Natch?
Quotes.
A quote! Well done! Jeez Louise. Thetas, right? Yeah. All right, so I asked 100 humans to name something people share on social media. In position number
7,
quotes, thetas. 4 of 100 humans said that one. In position number
6,
we have life updates. Actualizaciones de vida, would you say, more or less? Life
updates.
Let me try and get the pronunciation. Actualizaciones. I think I nailed it there. In position number
5,
we have
4.
We have memes. Did we do news? We didn't do Natchy from now the demons in the studio are killing me. News, and in fourth was memes. 11 of 100 humans. In position number
3,
we had opiniones. In position number
2,
videos. And finally, in position number
1,
photos. Jeez Louise, I hope this day turns itself around, man. All right, let's go to complete the news.
Complete the news.
Okay, complete the news time. Okay, I'm going to give you a real news headline, un titular, and I'm going to leave out some important information. Your job in the chat is to identify the missing information using the three options I give you. Rob, are you broken today, says the bridge. Yeah, I don't think I'm broken. I think everything around me is broken. It's proving to be a challenging show, but guys, we're getting through it and having a lot of fun. That's the most important thing. Okay, here we go. So, real news headline. I'm going to give you a real news headline, un titular, but I'm going to leave out some important information, and you guys are going to guess it based on the three options I give you. Here we go. Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge. Oof. A splurge, as I said at the beginning of the show, to splurge is to sobregastar, is to spend too much on a thing that you enjoy. Okay. So, trendy new splurge. El nuevo capricho de moda de los millennials y la generación Z. But what is it? Is it A, groceries? Groceries is la compra de alimentos. Is it B, rent, el alquiler? Or is it C, soap, el jabón? See, now you're seeing where the irony is here. Okay, so millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge. El nuevo capricho de moda de los millennials y la generación Z. Is it A, groceries, compra de alimentos? B, el alquiler, rent? Or C, el jabón, soap? Woo! As Cristobal would say, el perjudicado. Yeah, I'm kind of responsible for a lot of my bad luck this morning too. It's not just you. Titanic studio today, says Carmen. Yeah, I don't know what's happening, man. Well, I know what's happening with Nat. She's concentrating on three things at once. But yeah, the people from marketing who were just like staring at me into the studio, that was weird. Okay, so yeah, the audience is coming to some sort of a consensus here. What do you think, Natch? Is it groceries, rent, or soap?
Soap.
You think C, their new splurge, the new thing they're spoiling themselves with. Why? Because they're worth it. You think it's soap. Mr. Cruthando says A, if it cannot be A and B, groceries and rent. Okay, here we go. Millennials and Gen Z. Here we go, Natch. Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge is... it's A, groceries. Yeah, it is groceries. Jeez, would you consider that a splurge? No, me neither. Let's get into this piece of news coming from Business Insider. A McKinsey & Company report highlights a shift in spending priorities among younger generations, with groceries emerging as the top splurge category for millennials and Gen Zers. This trend surpasses traditional splurges like dining out, travel, and fashion. Again, to splurge is to spend money, usually implying an excess of money on something you enjoy. So this trend surpasses traditional splurges like dining out, travel and fashion. The report, which surveyed over 4,000 individuals from baby boomers to Gen Z, found that millennials, many of whom were now parents, are spending more on groceries for their family. Gen Z, on the other hand, tends to spend on high quality snacks and beverages. Kids. Leading to higher grocery bills. For example, a 23-year-old mentioned spending about $130 on groceries for a week and a half. That sounds quite reasonable to me. No? How much do you spend on groceries a week, Nat?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 100?
100 a week.
Yes.
Hey, wow, for your whole family. Dude, you're killing it. Natchi's family eating potatoes.
I'm not sure.
Is it Mrs. Natch that does that?
No, I do the shopping, but I don't know. I only pay, and I hope there is money.
You just hope for the best. I'm with you. We're kind of the same on that. I tend not to think about it. Like yesterday, for example, I bought some fruit. Natch, I bought fruit. Are you proud of me? I'm turning into a big boy. I bought fruit. I bought some kind of like peanut butter and just things. €30, dude. That stuff will last me probably till the end of the week. And I'll still have to buy something for tonight. Anyway, so there you go, guys. That was today's show. We've covered everything from scientists learning how to talk to to whales. Yeah, we quite bravely did another whale piece of news today, Natch. I'm very proud of us. From science, scientists learning how to talk to whales to, God, where's my notes? To a professor at Harvard risking his reputation by looking for alien life. And many other things. We broke down social media, found out that most people think it's a trend to move into the future and beyond. I, on the other hand, would disagree. Great show. Take care, everyone, says Miss Sasha Hayes. Yeah, it's almost time to go. Finally, I would just love to remind you guys, don't forget. You can follow the show. Please download the podcast. It's very important to me and the numbers and its continued success. Please take the time to rate it as well, wherever you can. You can follow me on my social media, which you believe is going to continue forever. That's on Instagram at Professional Bohemian. I also have a Discord if you want to follow me there. You can keep up with all the news and all the things that we use in the show on Patreon. You don't have to pay. It's not a paid service. There is stuff that goes up there for free. All you have to do is sign up. And I would love to see you there and see you as a part of my Patreon community. That would mean the world. Tomorrow we're talking about spontaneity on a crazy live show tomorrow morning. Spontaneity is overrated, is the unpopular opinion for tomorrow. So come prepared with a good argument. I don't know how you'd say it. How would you say it? Spontaneidad. Está sobrevalorada.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Even the masculine and feminine I got right there. Oh, dude. See, the day's looking better already. Friends, so many things you could have been doing today, but instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me. And it means the world. See you soon.